thing. I don't think this is a time or the place to do what you do, say what you say. Contain yourself, replace yourself with something else. Hold back, hold on. You're digging deep for too long. I say this cause I care about you. The things that we once had are still fresh in my mind. But don't be getting sad.
FM in Vancouver. Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you, Oswaldo, for playing some awesome music. And it's always nice chatting with you because I seem to exist in a bubble of independency, which is kind of sad. So talking to other people about good Canadian music broadens my horizons, right? So I really, really like that last band, The Get Down. They were awesome. So I'm going to be playing them later. And if you want to see The Get Down, check out Oswaldo's own 10th anniversary of his show, The Morning After Show, which is on Friday, April 10th. And there's like crap loads of bands. I don't know. How many bands are there? One,
ten.
Ten bands starting at 2 p.m., and if you get tickets earlier, it's $10. So if you go by to High Life Records on Commercial Drive or go to info@vanmusic.ca, it's $10. And if you're at the door, it's no big deal. It's only $15. So, you know. So anyway, so check it out. It's at the Legion, which is on Commercial Drive, 2205 Commercial Drive. There's the Get Down, Hawaiian Bibles, Los Furios, The Rain and the Sidewalk, Sinister Black, Alberta's Hunter, Michelle Carter, is it Lees or Lays?
Lees.
Okay. Los Malos, the Aching Heart Foundation, Mac Hunter, and Jess Hill, and Ruby Love Dub. All right, cool. So you have yourself a wonderful evening. Ciao, ciao,
ciao.
All right, bye. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM, and my name is Anita B., and this is my show. This is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, And this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half. Alrighty. So, we are going to start off with, how about some Gruesomes? There we go. We're going to listen to the Gruesomes first. And the Gruesomes are Trey Hip, Trey Cool, Trey Stylin' band out of Montreal. And their heyday was like the late to mid 80s. Good looking boys, I'll tell you that much. And Stylin' again. So, kind of sort of in the vein of, I guess you could say they were kind of like a moddy looking Ramones. There you go. A moddy looking Ramones. And their music is awesome. And they have a new album out. It's called Gruesomania. And it is a reissue of their biggest hits, I suppose. Well, I don't know about biggest hits, but they've had a few reissues out. So we are going to hear, let's see, how about song number 4? It's called Ain't Got Nothing. And yeah, my name is Anita B. I think I told you that. And I'm here till 8. So I hope you all enjoyed the CITR Block Party coverage. And here we go. This is the Gruesomes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Only species that counts. I want you to know how it feels. someone new all of the time. All of the time. In your heartbeat, I feel someone new all of the time. All of the time. Sleep to dream, but dreams are all you're ever after. And you gotta sleep to dream, but dreams are all you're ever after. And you gotta sleep.
From Ottawa, that is Andrew Vincent with the song Sleep to Dream. Excuse me. He has a new album out. It's called Rotten Pear, and it is on Kelp Records out of Ottawa. And, you know, I had his last album, or maybe his second last one, the one that had, I don't know, me and Julio hanging out by the schoolyard, that one. And I gotta tell you, I don't know, this one's not hitting me as much. It's not quite as... Mind you, I've only listened to a few songs on this album, but his other stuff was a lot more sort of campy and sort of witty, clever, just kind of like goofy songs. I don't know. I'm not... whatever. Well, anyways, the verdict is still out. I'm not exactly sure how much I like this new album. There you go. That's Andrew Vincent. But then before that, we heard some Duetang with the song The Message from their 1998 album, Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. And where is that one? I think that's 98. I'm almost positive that's when they released that one on Mint Records. And Duetang are no longer. They were only two. There were two of them. Henceforth, Duo Tang. And it actually took me a little while to figure that one out. Yes, it did. But let's see. What was I going to tell you about them? Right. Not the main guy. I mean, everybody's important. If there's two of them, the drummer you can think is the main guy, but the singer guy, the guy who played bass and sang, his name is Rod Slaughter. He went on from Duetang, and they're from Winnipeg, by the way, to form, what are they called? Oh, God. Noviero, of course. Noviero, who do have a new album out, and I may just play them later on tonight. I'm not sure. But they're good, and there you go. That's the status, if you will, of Duetang. And then before Duetang, we heard The Gruesomes from a song from their new album, Gruesomania, which is a re-release. All right, so the time is 6:47, and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This right here is the show where you hear Canadian music until 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, you get Val. Val Cormier comes in with... Folk Oasis and does her folk thing from 8 until 10. What can I tell you? My name is Anita B, and the phone lines are open if you want to give me a call. It is 604-822-2487. And another thing that took me a little while to catch on to is simply the fact that 822 is UBC. Yes, it is 822 UBC. And 2487 is CITR. So UBC, CITR, easy to remember. So if you have any requests for good Canadian music, I use finger quotes, good, i.e. not the trues, i.e. not, who else is, oh God, there's so much, I don't even know where to start. So we'll just leave it at that. So don't request the trues. And later on, I'll throw in some more sarcastic, mean things to say about other crap Canadian bands. But anyway, so let's play something that's not crap, and we're talking about The Flashing Lights. They had an album out back in, I do believe, 99. And I've got it in my hands right now. And it's called Where the Change Is. And yeah, it's 1999. And so they were formed from, well, basically it was, what's his face? Matt from the Super Friends. Maybe, you know what? I think I'll play some Super Friends after the flashing lights. You could tell I plan my show out so very precisely. Basically, in case anyone's curious as to how I do the show, I fly by the seat of my pants. I bring a bunch of, like, you know, I do sort through my CDs. So I bring up my box of CDs. I spend a little time at home looking through which Canadian CDs do I want to bring. And then I just go for it. And then I usually find stuff here in the on-air room. And then I go down to the library sometimes. And it's just fun. I like it. It's the kind of thing you can fly by the seat of your pants if you know what you're looking for. If that makes any sense. Okay, so the flashing lights. Here we go. We are going to hear the song. How about... song number 13. Gone Are the Good Times. That's what we're going to hear. So... and then I think we'll hear some Super Friends after that. That's how we'll work this one out. Okay. Otherwise, that's that. This is the Super Friends. You are the flashing lights. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC, Canada.
Time. I know they won't. cool beyond repair. We love you. He just stared and smirked, doing a cool jerk. Said you kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life is such a drag to me? All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home watching my TV.
This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
apart. So we are done, my trusted little boy.
That right there is Adjective. They are a local band who I've just first heard of through Oswaldo. So thank you, Oswaldo, who was just here before us. But anyways, they have a new EP out. It's called I'm Sorry for Your Loss. And the song we heard is called Monstrous Little Boy. And wow, they really, they do sound like Joy Division, which is what he suggested. And also, are they ever, like, aside from the vocals, super Pixies-like? And I am the biggest Pixies fan out there, basically. And so, yeah, like, the bass lines and all that, the music is very, very reminiscent of the Pixies, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so there you go. So they're very interesting. I think I'll be playing more of them. They're called Adjective. All right, before Adjective was the Super Friends, with the song Rescue Us from Boredom. And that was from their 1995 Murder Records album, Mock Up Scale Down. And then the Flashing Lights were in there before that with the song Gone Are the Good Times from their album Where the Change Is. I am Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is the space where Canadian music is played here at CITR. And it looks like it's official. I have myself a show share person. Show share. It sounds like a different language. Sharing of the show duties, which means that up until May, I always do three shows weekly. So 6:30 to 8 o'clock Wednesday night shows. Minus, of course, the first Wednesday of each month. Miko sadly left us, and I was sharing that one quarter. She had that one quarter of the time slot. And it looks like, what's his face? God, what is his face? Spike, of course. Spike is going to be coming back. And he is the guy who basically got me my show, because what happened was I would fill in a lot for him years ago. And then ultimately he wasn't able to do his show every week. And then we split the show. It was, at that time, it was called The Canadian Way. No, I think it was called something else. I think it was named after some song. But anyway, so he's coming back, and in May I will be every second Wednesday, and he will be the every other second Wednesday, if that makes sense, from 6:30 till 8. There you go. Okie dokie then. But until May, I'm here every Wednesday. Oh my God, you know what? It's almost May, really, when you think about it. It's already I was thinking about this today, is the 8th, I think. 8th of April already. Oh, God, time is slipping into the future. It's crazy. Okay, so what are we going to listen to next? I have so many CDs here, and I'm looking around, and I'm feeling very Transmitters-y. That's how I'm feeling. Let's listen to the Transmitters. Let's get our blood pumping. The Transmitters are a local band of men, boys to men, men to boys, whatever, of guys. They have a 4-song EP here at the station, and they're really, really good. They are ex-members of, like, the Smugglers. I guess the Smugglers may technically still be around. I'm not sure. Who else? What's that other band called? It escapes my mind. It always... Newtown Animals. That's right. Newtown Animals, I think. Anyways, we're going to hear the first song off this EP. It's called Live a Little More. There you go. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
When I realized I've been lying to myself about my past romances and love affairs. Well, they were something more to me than someone else. Well, how could I have been so blind? You moved on, just fine without me. Without me. Well, look at all this stuff I own. So many reddies and obscurities, but they never showed me how to live my life with you or anyone. No, not anyone. I never made a friend by owning every pessy, both domestic and afar from the chances of me. Well, who really cares? I guess I do. But do any of you? We'll be right back.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightbus Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
That right there was the Mini Pops out of Quebec City with a song Because of the Dogs from the compilation that I play too frequently called Killer Bands from Mars. It's because it's good. And before that, we heard the organ with Fire in the Ocean. And every time I hear the organ, I like them even more. So that's a good sign. I mean, the organ are just amazing. They are no longer, but they broke up a couple of years ago. And then... they actually recorded like 7 songs or so and put them on an EP and then released it. But this was all posthumously. So after they had broken up, they decided to just like purge their songs and get them on tape and release it, which was great. So, and that's really good. And I don't think it's in the on-air thing anymore, but If I can find it, I will play us more stuff. So anyways, the organ. Then the evaporators in there before that was something from, I think it's around 96-ish. I actually have this CD, but without the cover. This is how organized I am. And it was in another CD case. Ironically, weirdly enough, it was in the Cub. This is how I operate. But I know it's in the Cub / Potato Man like sleeve. I'm like, oh right, if I want the evaporators, I need to look in my Cub sleeve. This is like how twisted I am. This is my system, but it works. Anyways, from the evaporators album, I got a rash, which was I think released back in 98 on Mint Records, of course. And then before that, the Transmitters with the song Live a Little More. My name is Anita B. It is 7:20. And I'm going to put on something from the Stars. This is a band out of Montreal, and they are nice and soothing. They will soothe your mind, soothe your soul. And the song, interestingly enough, that is so soothing, is called A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. So the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. Here you go. This is the Stars. However, this is not the song we want to hear, is it? No. And let's try that again. Here we go.
Thank you. Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What's it gonna jump out at me? Something in my body's gotta go wrong. It's a well-known thing. Everyone is not inhuman. I know it'll happen soon, but I think I got a few things I got good leads on. But I'm so scared. Says I'll go crazy, worrying about getting sicker. I got a few things I've got good leads on, but I'm so scared. 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 I'm so scared of everything.
hear things too.
I haven't even told my brother. I just finished telling my mother. She took it okay.
Thank you.
welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR, the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez.
Van Music and CITR presents the 10th anniversary of the Morning After Show. On April 10th at the Legion on Commercial Drive, 2205 Commercial Drive. Doors open at 2 p.m. There'll be 11 bands. $10 advance tickets can be bought at High Life Records on Commercial Drive or through vanmusic.ca. You can also phone 778-862-1577. Playing at the show is Los Furios, Hawaiian Bibles, Los Malos, The Get Down, Michelle Carter-Lees, Sinister Black, The Rain in the Sidewalk, Tom Girl, Jess Hill, Mac Hunter, and the Aching Heart Foundation. It's April 10th at the Legion on Commercial Drive. Be part of the movement.
Morning After Show, every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. You can listen at www.citr.ca or at 101.9 FM. The Morning After Show, 10 years playing your future favorite song.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here. Are you sure? You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Above a shop, cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some slabs and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out, cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the back.
You will never,
you will understand
how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
You're amazed that they exist, and they burn,
and they burn so bright,
so bright
while you can only wonder why.
Rent a flat
above a shop,
cut your hair,
get a job,
smoke some fags
and
play some pool,
pretend
you never went to school,
but still
you'll never get it right, cause when you've laid in bed at night,
roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never
fail like common people.
You'll
never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
That is the infamous, the spectacular William Shatner with his cover of Pulp's Common People. And I just cannot resist playing that song all the time. I go through William Shatner like phases. So anyways, that song, Common People, is off of his... Oh, and by the way, he does that song with Joe Jackson off of his 2004 album, Has Been. Isn't he just such a crazy guy? Who does not love William Shatner? My God, what a nut. And he's like really old too. I mean, if you look at like his, he's definitely like, I swear he's like 78 or something. And he looks about 58, you know, and he seems to have all his hair. So I don't know, whatever William Shatner is doing is, he seems to just be having, it's like he's, I don't know. He has this inside joke that he's living an inside joke and the joke's on everyone around him and he's just happy. I don't know. So sadly, though, speaking of William Shatner and happy, he did have a big tragedy back, I don't know how long ago, but his wife did drown in their pool. So, I don't know. Maybe he's heavily medicated. I don't know. But, okay, that was William Shatner. And then before that is the Tonics we heard. And that is a song from the compilation On Guard for Thee, which is a collection of Canada's Youth Gone Bad, which is on Ogogo Records out of Australia. Other bands on this compilation are, they're all Canadian, of course, are Bum, Pluto, The Evaporators, The Smugglers, Cub, Von Zippers, etc. All right. Before the Tonics, we heard three from Eric's trip because each song was so damn short. I was just like, oh, let's just listen to more. So we listened to their Forever Again album. And by the way, I did see Eric's trip last summer. I did. I made it out to see a show. I used to do it all the time. Lately, not as much. But I saw them downtown. I forget the name of the club or what. But they were amazing. It was like flashback to 1995 or something. And I was like, whoa, Eric's trip. So Forever Again. That's such an appropriately named album. Anyways, we heard Girlfriend, About You, and This Way Out. And before Eric's trip, we heard, I think I told you that already, but we heard Stars. Okay, it is 14 minutes. No, it's quarter to eight. And Val Cormier is on next. Her show is called Folk Oasis. She's here for 2 hours from 8 till 10. And, oh, hey, there's a new show from 10 to 11. And it's hosted by Caroline. And it's called Sex in Van City. Because it used to be called, Val, you're talking too loud. I'm just joking. Val's on the phone. She could care less than I'm broadcasting. That's okay. My brain has just stopped thinking. All right. Okay, so let me move on. I have 15 more minutes of Canadian music. And by the way, my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, oh, I know what I'm going to play. Hold on. Went into my bag of tricks. And last call, Vancouver Independent Music. You cannot ever go wrong with this compilation. It's a double compilation. And I am going to play us. I always play us the pointed stick song, Real Thing. But this time, I think I'm gonna mix it up a bit. How about we not listen to any of the songs I always play and we totally go a different way? How about, oh, excuse me. Oh my God, I almost sneezed. And this is really kind of creepy. In the last call, Vancouver Independent Music double CD, there was a picture of DOA, and the reason I say it's creepy is because they look like Nickelback. Look at that picture. Doesn't that guy look like the Nickelback guy a bit?
Yes.
And it's funny, though, if you go back to, like, by the way, Val's in the studio here. If you go back to old Ozzy Osbourne videos or, you know, he looks, playing live, he kind of looks like Kurt Cobain. Have you ever seen that? Ozzy Osbourne looked normal and he had, like, long, well, when I say normal, he was, like, hippie, like, long-haired Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, no, it freaked me out. I was like, oh, Kurt Cobain. And speaking of Kurt Cobain, I think it's been 15 years.
I think today, actually.
Was it today? His body was found today, but and they think it was there for 1 to 2 days.
And the 10th was when they had the memorial, because I was there. I wanted to look it up to remind myself. The 10th was the memorial where she came and threw the t-shirts around.
Oh, God. Have you seen her lately, too, Courtney Love? Oh. Do you ever go on PerezHilton.com?
Occasionally.
It's like, oh, God. It's just such trashy...
Yes,
exactly. I am admitting it on air, but it's trashy, you know, like celebrity talk. But Courtney Love, I saw like a picture of her, I don't know, yesterday. And, oh, she's just getting worse and worse. And I didn't read the article, but it did say something. The headline was something like, all of Courtney Love's money through Nirvana, like all the royalties, are just going down the drain. She has nothing left. Or they were mismanaged, something or the other. So chat amongst yourselves, look it up online. There you go. That's your topic for your thesis. Does she have money? What's the deal with... do you think she killed Kurt Cobain?
That's an interesting theory. I just really actually didn't know about that.
Have you seen that documentary?
No.
Oh, well, I have. But no. That was about... I can't believe it was probably 10 years ago by now. I saw it at The Ridge.
Oh, wow.
And it was done by this British documentarian guy who was... It was a good movie. And it basically followed the ins and outs of Kurt Cobain's and Courtney Love's relationship and his last few days, and then the theories behind his death. And so one of them was that Courtney did it. That was one of the theories, of course. A lot of people say that. And then the other one was, there's this dude named
she paid, or she,
yes, and he was this crazy, creepy, like rapist kind of guy, and he was in like a hardcore gross band, and Diablo, El Diablo or something. And he later ended up dying on a railroad track mishap.
Right, that's right.
And it was like, anyways, I personally, I don't think she did it. That's just my own instinct. I mean, I don't know Courtney Love personally. You know, sometimes I feel like I know her. Put the mic on, Val. Join us in the discussion. I'm tired of playing Canadian music. Let's just chat. You can tell how devoted I am to my job. I'm tired of playing Canadian music. Let's just chat. She's probably busy prepping for her show. But come on, sit with us.
The love thing is, it's fascinating to me. And apparently she knew that, or it's alleged that she knew that he was going to dump her ass.
I don't think you have the right mic on.
So
here, let's try this one. Talk now.
Is that better?
I don't know.
I think you just... No.
Okay.
The mic's not working.
Okay, go on.
I just need to speak up.
All right.
Crank it up. Apparently he was going to dump her ass.
Oh.
So that's what theory was. She had reason to really, you know, get rid of him. But
yeah.
Not necessarily do it herself, but she had ways.
She had her, right.
Enough idiots that would be probably happy.
Right. Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, I can't believe I forgot to say this, but my sister and my husband and I, before we had kids, of course, these are the kinds of things we did, is we saw their house in Seattle.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the house in Seattle?
Yes. I happened to be in Seattle just after the death, and I picked up papers.
Oh.
And I did the morbid, like, driving by.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to that little park that's near.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right kind of behind it.
It was beautiful. And I think,
and there's a park bench, a couple of park benches.
Where you walked around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like just a quiet little spot.
It is a nice area, isn't it?
You know what? It was a question on Jeopardy the other night. What was the name of the lake?
Is it Lake Union?
It's Lake Washington.
Oh, Lake Washington.
Lake
Washington, of course. And it's right across the street. And the, yeah.
Very ritzy, very, very expensive.
Yeah. Well, we went about 5 years ago, I'd say. And this is like, obviously, I guess like 10 years after his death. And there's like a family, like, and we're like standing out kind of there. There might have been a boulevard there. And we're like taking pictures. And in comes this mom with, like, I swear, like her SUV and her like 12-year-old kid. And they must be so used to it. Like, they didn't really say anything to us, but they had to open the driveway, like, gate, right?
Yeah.
And then they come in and we're just like taking pictures, and then we ended up going like total losers, but whatever. We went in the back and then we got climbed up trees. Yeah, we're like perched in trees, like clicking.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, it just, I guess it was this morbid curiosity, as you mentioned. I know, and it looked like they were like, you know, preteens and tweens, I suppose. But
living in that house?
Yeah. And then there's that, so we did see, it looked like the, it looked like a greenhouse, or the, you could see that when we were in the tree. Yeah, it was right over top of the garage or something that he killed himself, or there might have, anyways, listen to me, I don't know what I'm talking about. It was like a garage. It was a greenhouse. And then where he killed himself. Yeah, I can't really explain myself very well. But what's up with you, Val?
just to tell everybody, I've got a special guest coming in at about 8:30. Plays guitar. John Pippus, local singer-songwriter.
John Pippus.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
P-I-P-P-U-S. Very Pippus. Nice. CD. He plays around town a lot. He also books a couple of singer-songwriter venues, including the Trees Coffee House, which is downtown.
Is that in Granville? Yeah.
So
cool.
It'll be fun. Yeah, live music.
Cool. At 8:30, so stick around for 36 minutes. I'm sure you have to do something.
I do.
But I do love having you on. And whenever Val gets here, by the way, it's usually about, 20 minutes on average ago, my show just goes downhill because I chat with her. It's all Val's fault. Let the record state, it's all her fault. If you think, wow, there's some good programming up to about 7:40, then it all goes downhill. So please accept Val's apology. Anyways, my name is Anita B, if you are curious, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm only here again for another 6 minutes. And, what did I say I was going to play? I did say I was going to play you something, didn't I? Yes, that is the whole... Okay, how about we play two songs off this compilation like I said I was going to do? And I really do like this Shanghai Dog song, which is called American Desert. It's song number 10 off disc number 2. And we'll hear that first, and then we're going to move on, and I'll probably end up, just because I love it so much, I always resort to The Pointed Sticks off the CD, because it's the best song on this, 48 song compilation, and I'm talking about Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music. I'll probably end up playing that one, just because it's so good. And then close second comes The Modernettes, and then The Dish Rags, of course. But, okay, this is Shanghai Dog. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And by the way, is anybody out there who's allergies acting up? My nose is getting all stuffy. And I know it's seasonal allergies. Excuse me. Okay, so hopefully you're not suffering as much as I am. And yes, CITR, the home of seasonal allergies, 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
together, Barbara. Classic.